Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, September 30th edition of the program. We have the continuing rescue and recovery efforts underway in Florida, and also Hurricane Ian just making landfall in South Carolina. A major storm surge risk there is happening right now. We'll talk to you about what's going on with all of this disaster in the southeastern United States and the efforts to try to mitigate the loss of life and damage. We'll also discuss how Gavin Newsom is turning California into a sanctuary state for minors to have gender transition surgery. And then on Russia, there's a number of places inside of Ukraine that have had a sham referendum to join the Russian Federation. Putin is making a lot of noise about how the U.S. better back off. But Biden's saying, we're going to back Ukraine to the hilt. We'll get into how we get out of all of that situation. Where does this go? How does it end? In just a moment. But if family or friends ever had arguments over politics, it was about one politician over another or which policy is best for our country. No one debated whether the country was actually great or not. That was naturally assumed, at least used to be. Too often today, we find ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not, about whether we should love America or be ashamed of it. One reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty. What they're often teaching them is a dishonest narrative of America as fundamentally unjust and racist. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. Watch one, watch them both. Enroll in one of these free courses from Hillsdale, and even better, encourage your friends and family to sign up too. Begin your free Hillsdale College course today at clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. That's clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. So, the situation in Florida is very challenging right now. Obviously, the devastation that has already occurred in Florida, particularly in the Fort Myers area, is extreme. Governor Ron DeSantis gave an update this morning where he said, this is what we're dealing with, and this is how they're trying to do the best they can under these very difficult circumstances to get Florida back.
Blake. Pine Island, Sanibel, those are going to be rebuild efforts. The Sanibel Bridge had breaks in multiple parts of it. It was not where the water and the pylons were. Those held up very well. It was where you had it on some of the sandbar, and that basically just got washed out from underneath. In the meantime, they're going to be running barges to be able to bring more heavy equipment onto the island to be able to help with the response. The first responders that have been there, by and large, coming in via air, you know, they do have some equipment, but they're traveling lighter just to be able to go and get to people quickly as possible.
So the primary goal right now, the most important thing, is the preservation of human life, because there are people who are still very much in harm's way, who are trapped in flooded areas, and there are still a lot of dangers out there as a result of all the destruction, the downed power lines. There are reports of people sighting alligators in the floodwaters. Now, generally speaking, that's not going to result in anything necessarily happening, but it's just really disconcerting for people, obviously. They've already been through a tremendous trauma, and to see the destruction from all these of all these homes and the drone footage that are circulating of Fort Myers, it's heartbreaking. There's no way around that. And for a lot of people, it's going to be a long process to try to repair a sense of a sense of being okay once again, after, even if they just lost possessions, losing their home in this situation. The Fort Myers fire chief, Tracy McMillian, said that the damage is breathtaking in the Fort Myers area, and it really is when you see the video.
We had our opportunity this morning to get out there to go take a look at our city, the city of Fort Myers, and see what kind of damage we have. And obviously, it's breathtaking. It's gasping to see what happened. For us, it started very early and lasted all the way almost to midnight as far as storm surge and winds and things like that. So to seeing the effects that we're trying to see at night and seeing it in the daylight, wow, it is different. Yeah. Seeing palm trees bow to it, boats on roads that should not be there, and houses and brush down.
It was really upsetting for everybody to see these photos and videos, particularly of these barrier islands and the beach front areas, the waterfront areas of Fort Myers. It's just gone. There are communities that have been literally swept away by these tidal surges, these hurricane-based floods. And so it's going to be a long, difficult process of rebuilding. There's no way around that, unfortunately. I've been telling you to get ready for the political attacks, because this is occurring in Florida, where Ron DeSantis is the governor. And also, anytime there is a natural disaster, the Democrats in this country, there are some Democrats who will find it as an opportunity to say that this is, first off, about climate change. I mean, here is a meteorologist named Michelle Grossman, who right away says the rapid intensification of Hurricane Ian is directly tied to climate change.
With this storm, you know, I think what stood out, it started out as, you know, a weak storm and then just rapidly intensified. We don't see that often. And that is a connection with climate change. So we're looking at the waters being warmer, a little bit further north. So that's what we're seeing. It holds a lot of water. The atmosphere, when it is warming, we can hold a lot more water. That's why we're seeing this story being about the water. And that's how most people die when it comes to hurricanes. It's all about the sea rise, and it's all about that fresh water falling. So that is the problem, and it's becoming more and more normal.
Climate change. Connection to climate change. This is a religious belief for people, even people in the science. One thing that we have seen from COVID, one reality I think that has hit home for everybody who is being honest and who has paid attention here, is scientists are every bit as subject to politicization, ideological bias, intransigence of their beliefs as anybody else. There's no special school of objective ethics that scientists go to. Their profession is supposed to be objective, but it's not. Journalism is supposed to be objective, but it's not. And this idea that because someone studies a thing, they have a better handle on all the implications, the ways to deal with something, the policies around it, it's just not true. And with climatologists and meteorologists, they know that if they don't go along with this climate change rhetoric, they will be attacked. And so it just becomes easier for them. It becomes the path of least resistance. And then there's just the more explicitly political attacks that are going to come against Ron DeSantis. And I just bring it up now because it seems like everything that DeSantis could have done, he did do in the early stages of this. It seems as though Ron DeSantis got ahead of this with thousands and thousands of brave and skilled first responders of all kinds, everything from medical personnel, linemen to get the electricity back on. They were in place and they were ready to go and they're already deployed in large numbers. There will be people, though, who take this as an opportunity to score the cheapest and most grotesque of political points. And so that's where Joy Reid comes in here. She's saying that, well, when Ron DeSantis was in the Tea Party, he didn't believe in aid, and now he does. Play seven.
When Ron DeSantis was in Congress, when he was a Tea Party freshman, when New York and New Jersey faced the exact same tragedy, I mean, literally, the subways in New York were flooded. People could have drowned in the subway. When Ron DeSantis had the opportunity to make that decision and say, well, should the people of New York and New Jersey, who were hit by a catastrophic hurricane, they weren't even used to, they're not even in Florida, they're not used to hurricanes. Right. He said, no, that shouldn't happen. He, Marco Rubio, and other Tea Party members, Senate and House, said they shouldn't have that money. It's too expensive. He's now got to go hat in hand to Joe Biden for aid. Right. It's something he didn't even believe in as a Tea Partier.
Now, does anyone think that Joy Reid is creating an analogy here that is an actual representation of exactly what happened? I would ask that. I mean, is it really just that Ron DeSantis doesn't believe or didn't believe when he was in Congress in any aid? Really? That's interesting. But more than that, you're just going to see everything possible mobilized by the left to attack Ron DeSantis. They're terrified of him. They're terrified of him because of his competency and also his confidence in his ability to do his job. They think that he's a political target that needs to be destroyed, and a mass tragedy that has destroyed who knows how many people's homes at this point in Florida and perhaps in South Carolina, too. We're still seeing that the early stages of that storm as I speak to you now. They won't put aside their political grievances and allow for any moment of unity. It has to be exploited right away. It has to be exploited immediately by the left, by the Democrats. They will not miss that opportunity. Now, we'll talk about the California sanctuary bill that Gavin Newsom is signing here that will create a sanctuary for transgender minors in the state of California. We'll get there in just a second. You know, there's an organization I do want you to know about, has to do with babies, and it is called Preborn. They do amazing work. They provide free ultrasounds to expectant mothers so that the mother can have that initial divine connection with her baby. And the whole idea here is that when a mother is shown what is growing in her womb, the life in her womb, she's so much more likely, if she's having any doubts, to take that pregnancy to term, to give life to that baby, full life, to allow that baby to come into being on its own entirely outside the womb. And the preborn pregnancy clinics have saved thousands and thousands of babies' lives, perhaps hundreds of thousands at this point. The abortion industry is horrific, and it's still going on full speed ahead in many Democrat states. So this is why Preborn places their preborn pregnancy clinics in states where a lot of abortions occur so that women have an alternative, a place to go where they can get a free ultrasound and they can have people talk to them and be supportive and caring and nurturing about this process and about the decision they'll make. I know so many people who say they're pro-life, and that's fantastic, and I am pro-life, and I support them, but what are all of us doing to help those out there who are making this decision to act on our pro-life values. You can save lives right now, today, with Preborn. If you are able to donate $10, $100, $1,000, whatever it may be, on your phone right now, you can dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 and say the keyword baby. Or you can go to this website, preborn.com/buck. Any size donation helps, $10, $1,000, $100, whatever you can do. Okay, $5, anything. preborn.com/buck or dial #250 from your cell phone and say the keyword baby. So Gavin Newsom, I mean, this is remarkable. Gavin Newsom in California has passed this bill that's going to make it so that it is a sanctuary state for transgender youth to come to get transgender surgery. And that California will not honor any, I mean, there's all this legalese in it, but essentially if you are a minor who gets to California, they're going to do everything they can to have your transgender surgery. So you're 15, you get to California, you're going to have your transgender surgery. The state of California is encouraging of this process and will even protect from, say, parents who want to track down that child if they don't agree with the transgender surgery. You're noticing something here, and it is that the left, on the one hand, will tell us, why do you focus on this so much, conservatives? Why do you make such a big deal of this? On the other, it's, well, they keep passing laws about it. They keep making more and more extreme decisions around these issues, and it's just remarkable, honestly, how grotesquely dishonest the left has become on all of this. I mean, on the one hand, they don't want to talk about it. On the other hand, they're passing these laws and doing all these things. So we have to focus in on this. I mean, I don't know why this state of, I do know why the state of California is doing this, but I don't know why more Republican politicians aren't giving voice to the fact that there is an exploitation of children that is going on here to advance the trans agenda in a way that is deeply troubling. I mean, Vox, which is far left lunacy, just published this piece. Stop worrying about what happens if we let kids transition. Worry about what happens if we don't. As if now there's some horrible, life-destroying future for somebody who is able to go through a normal puberty without these surgeries that are doing irreversible damage to children. They are switching this around now so that, remember, they changed the words to make it gender affirmation surgery, and it used to be gender transition, and now they're saying, well, if we don't do those surgeries, think about all the downside. Think about what's going to be lost in this process. It's really awful, honestly. And Gavin Newsom is making this a state-level issue in California, creating a sanctuary state for minors. They're really pushing this ideology. There's something sick and wrong in the minds, in the hearts of Democrats who push this stuff right now. We need to be very honest about that. And on the Russia issue, by the way, we just had Russia had a referendum. We're all being told the whole thing is a sham. And the Russians do fight dirty, play dirty, and that's not a surprise at all. But what is the end state here for this? When does the conflict between Russia and Ukraine end? Biden just said that we'll back Ukraine all the way. We're going to give them another, I think, $16 billion until Ukraine is victorious. What does that look like? How long are we willing to go on with this? Where is the Biden administration effort to have a negotiated settlement and bring an end to this fighting? You have Putin, who's giving speeches where he's talking about the U.S. setting a precedent by using nuclear weapons in an offensive capacity in Japan. This is somebody who has thousands of nuclear weapons. I think we should pay pretty close attention to this. We just had the pipeline sabotage of Nord Stream in the Baltic Sea. And we have countries, including countries with nukes like Russia and us and EU countries, who are pointing the finger saying, you did it, you did it. And look who we have in charge, Joe Biden. This is a perilous situation for us in ways that I think a lot of people here at home have not yet grasped. So we have to keep focusing in on what the next steps are, what's the end goal, and what are the people in charge actually trying to accomplish here. Thanks for hanging with me, team. Had an engagement party here in New York yesterday, so had to push through today. It was quite a fun event, but you know, you always pay the price the next day. You stay out a little late. So to anybody who is going to be affected by this storm, or has been affected by it in the southeastern U.S., Florida, and the Carolinas, South Carolina specifically. Thinking about you this weekend, and we'll be talking to all of you on Monday. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.